Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pick Up the Phone, sis. It's your girl, Teresa.
And Ayana, and we're going to get into a topic that hits hard, imposter syndrome, that we are feeling of like, how did I get here? Are they sure they sent the right email out? Or should I even be celebrating this win like this?
Okay. Let's break it down real quick. So, imposter syndrome is that feeling where no matter how much you've done, let it be the degrees, the experience, the compliments you get from people, you still feel like you're faking it.
And it shows up in so many places. Like you could be in a room full of people who admire you and still be in your head thinking, don't talk too loud, don't mess up, and don't say the wrong thing.
And for us, especially as Black women, and I'm sure who listens to our podcast, I'm assuming most of y'all are, of color or Black. And, it's like we have to work twice as hard, and 9 times out of 10, you're still not going to get half of what you deserve across the spectrum, regardless of what, field you're in. But, we're in the creative space, so that can be skewed even worse, or it might just seem that way. And that can just be super discouraging, which I also think feeds into the imposter syndrome.
Literally, it can be very, very discouraging. Like for me, I feel like imposter sh syndrome really shows up like as a makeup artist. It's like I'm a very multifaceted person and it's like I love makeup and I know that I'm good at it. I've been doing makeup for years for like weddings, prom looks, and even testing since I moved out to New York. I've had the opportunity to work with like top agencies, some of the most beautiful girls, which I think is like so awesome. But even with that, I still sometimes catch myself feeling like I don't belong or like my kit isn't big enough or maybe I'm not editorial enough because my branding is kind of very clean, natural, real skin. I like to like enhance people's beauty, cover up a blooming
And
here
she
and there.
does.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. like just add a little here and there. And then like of course it's like you want to do like a soft glam, like I like that as well. But like editorial looks are just like not really my thing. And sometimes that can feel discouraging for me to like even submit for work because I don't, really want to change, my style
What
of
you want to
work.
do?
You know what I mean? But I guess like, at the end of it all, it's like the truth is these people are still calling me back. Like I'm still able to work with and do the type of makeup that I want to do. And I feel like sometimes I get like in front of myself, like I'm my own worst critique or hardest critic, whatever, when going through that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And it's like I belong with my style and what I bring. So that keeps me going.
I
How
feel
about
that.
you? Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I feel like, I mean, I sometimes get imposter syndrome, like being a model, but that's not something I can really control. So, next topic. But, I feel the same way when it comes to creating fashion content. Like, I think I would be really good at doing like informative fashion content and sort of like leaning on the educational side of things. But I just have a hard time showing up and talking on the internet and like, putting it all together, because like a part of me feels like people won't be interested in this, because like I don't have like a fashion writing job or something like that, or I'm not a fashion editor, which is something I think I'm gonna do at some point too in life.
Yeah.
But when I do post these things, like fashion content, that's not just like me showing a purse and a cute outfit, which is an everyday thing. I get positive reinforcement from people. Like people actually do like my content. Like I remember the last couple of videos I did were about Doechii and about Tyson Beckford and like male modeling, and people were interested in it and wanted me to talk about like other people I also mentioned in the videos. But just a part of me just feels like, oh my God, like I don't know why I like, what I mean? It just feels sort of like shy, I guess, about talking in front of the camera, which is like so crazy, because it's like I know I'm able to do that and I have something important to say.
Right. I feel like that too. I feel like sometimes it's just like the fear of, I
Being
don't,
seen, right?
yeah, being seen or like the fear of like really becoming who you've always wanted to be and now like you actually have to show up 100%. It's like when you allow yourself to, like, I guess, be afraid of like certain parts of you, it's like, okay, you can make an excuse to be like, oh, I'm scared. But it's like, once you've held yourself accountable and now you've been posting these videos time after time, you know what I mean? And your followers mm-hmm. going up and people are engaging. It's like, you can't just leave them high and dry. Now you got 100K. Like, you really got to show up. Like, okay. I mean, it should be like that even with, you know, you having five people that are showing up. Because if you got five people in the room that are listening to what you're saying, that's a lot of people. Okay. And I feel like, I don't know, sometimes we get in our head to think that we need this huge amount of followers or a huge amount of engagement, and we don't, like, celebrate, like, the small win and show up for people who are showing up for us now type thing. First sure skis. But it's like, it's crazy though, for real. Because it'd be like, dang, I'm really sitting here playing. I'm playing myself.
Okay. No, I'm messing with the... Anyway, okay. So now I feel that. And I also think it's like...
Like, where do you think that comes from? Like, where do you... What do you think imposter syndrome stems from, I guess?
I mean, I think, well, for me personally, you know, I hate to be beating a dead horse, but you guys, I'm an immigrant, y'all. Like, I feel like that really does, like, change your perspective on life. And, like, nobody in my family works in a creative field. Mm-hmm. So even trying to, like, you know, you can't really ask for advice really from people who, like, don't know what you're facing. Mm-hmm. And the same rules someone might have in, like, a corporate setting, you don't necessarily have, like, in our industry. Like, for example, there's no HR. So it's like,
yeah,
I got a problem with somebody, I got it. Lucky you just beginning, you got to deal with it, or, you know, move on to the next, because right. There's no HR. Or HR is, I mean, they say HR is not your friend anyway, wherever you go, but you know what I mean? There's yeah. not even, like, a sense of a safety net kind of thing. If you're having an issue, you sort of just have to figure it out yourself, mm-hmm. which can be, like, super stressful. And, you know, being a young person, you're just like, oh, my God, like, I don't know. I think that also feeds into the imposter syndrome. Like, we're pretty young, so it's like you just don't know what you don't know. We haven't had enough life experience to, like, really navigate all of these things that we have to navigate, but we're just getting the life experience as we're going, which is, like, a hard thing to do.
I feel that. I agree. And I also think, like, especially, like, working in entertainment, everyone's journey is different. So, like, sometimes I don't even feel like the people who we think have the answers, you know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes they don't even know how to tell you that they don't, like, how they don't have the answers or how they could lead to help you. When it comes to, like, management and, like, deeper into that thing. But I can also agree with you on, like, not having anyone who works in a, like, creative field and not having anybody who you can... When you're the first one to do it, when you're the first one to take a chance on yourself, when you're the first one to do something that, you know, seems crazy to people, like, oh, you a big girl, you want to do what? You want to be a model? Okay. Like, are you kidding me right now? You really think you could do that? And it, like... It's hurtful sometimes, but it's like at the same time, you got to bring your mind back to remember, like, you know, this is something that God put on my heart, and what I feel like I can do, it don't got nothing to do with what anybody else can think I can do. But then at the same time, it's like, dang, they don't think I can do it. Can I really do it? Like, am I really about to, how I'm going to show off, like, type thing. So I freaking feel that. And, like, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, and sometimes people, like, you know, people don't even mean to be, don't be even realizing necessarily what they're saying is a little crazy, but it's just because that's the mindset they have and they face life with. Mm-hmm. They're just assuming, you know, if they don't think they can do something, it's just like, why would you be able to do it? Right. Which is, like, not how anybody should, you know, follow. Go throughout life, but it's natural to just apply your own rules to the next person. So I think that's also a thing that, you know, help, like, sort of feeds the imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Like, damn,
I'm the only one who
Projection.
thinks, exactly, is that literally the word I was looking for, projection. It's like, damn, I'm the only one who's seen it for me. I'm not crazy, but I know something great's about to come.
Right. Like, it's like the Bible, like when Noah started building that ark before the flood came. Like,
Okay.
y'all ain't believe the flood was gonna come, but the flood came and Noah got to where he needed to go. That's
Period.
how I be thinking about.
Okay, Noah, channel your inner Noah, people.
Thank you. Channel your Noah. Be like Noah. Okay.
Okay. The WWND, what we gonna do? Okay.
So what are some ways that you cope with imposter syndrome?
Well, for me, I'm not in therapy, but I agree for therapy for people if, that's something you want to do. Because anybody, therapy's for everybody. I don't think it's for a certain demographic. But I personally am not in therapy at this moment, but I do journal and talk to myself out loud. This year especially, I've been having a lot of like, what's going on? Like, am I crazy? Like, what's he kind of moments. And journaling just helps me remember what I'm doing. Like, I do look back into my journals like every so often and be like, oh my God, like May was crazy, or June was whatever. And I also try to remember to journal the positive and the negative things, not just the negative things that happen like on a day-to-day basis, and recounting like, oh, like this great thing happened, and recounting how it felt and all these kind of things. And I feel like if you experience something one time, you can experience it again. Like, you can't, like, I don't think anyone should go through life thinking like only like negative emotions are gonna be what's happening. Like, you've felt joy before, you felt sadness before. That's a part of life. Like, the only thing that's constant in life is change. So also like recognizing that and being okay with that. And I would also say like reading all like books, like reading Alice Walker or like I can't think of all the names of these people, but like reading books, of very popular Black authors, like you will get to realize like everything you're feeling, someone has felt before. And so it's like, I think that like lifts so much imposter syndrome and pressure off of me. Like, recognizing, like, you know what? Like, what I'm feeling, like, okay, maybe no one in my family has done this before, but there's also someone else who no one in their family has done XYZ that they're going after. And still they rise, still they've survived, they've been able to be successful at what they put their mind to. Yes, it takes a lot of work and it is challenging. And I think like even you've taught me like, oh, you have that yellow book, the
Oh, the
game of
game of
life,
life and
or
how to
yeah.
play it. Thank you.
Okay, so
My
it's
favorite
like
book.
a lot of stuff is a mental battle more than it is like a physical battle. And just remembering that, I think, is super important. And like looking towards the positive things in life and having a good time, because at the end of the day plan, like, it's okay.
Okay.
And reading the
Which,
Bible.
thank you. Better read about. And knowing also, like, I feel like just to kind of add to like that last part you said, everything is already written for you. And it's like sometimes you're not gonna understand until it's time to understand why you're going through
Okay.
what you're going through. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. What about you? How do you deal with imposter syndrome and negative feelings?
For me, it took me a long time to actually like allow myself to feel. I feel like that sounds so crazy. Like, I have
You're
a
a Black woman in America. Welcome to the club. Ain't
you
nothing crazy about that.
know, you know,
Double homicide.
thank you. But it's just also like, you know what I mean? Like, that can make you feel crazy. Like, I don't even have the mental capacity to be like, this just hurt my feelings. Like, this, like, you know what I mean? It's instantly like, I don't know. Like, I had a hard time figuring out like what is the best way for me to organize all this and like do it healthily. And I used to journal a lot, and then I'll be like, my brain is moving faster than my hand. So I just started making like videos of me like talking to the camera, telling my camera about my day. I'm really talking to myself. I feel real crazy. Sometimes I cry on the camera, and if I hate it, then I delete it. Like, I mean, and then you start seeing yourself crying. You like, girl, you look now crazy. You look stupid. Now,
like, just get it. Like, I know, I feel you. I've done that before.
Like, and then I'm like, then I'm in the bathroom just laughing. So it's like, I just be going through a series of emotions. Like, you start to realize that your problems, even though they're still problems, they're so minute to what God has for you. And so I think that that, like, really helps me. And then if I don't ever want to see the video again, I can just delete it and delete it out my recently deleted. Or if it's something I feel like I want to go back to, I can go back and just watch it and feel like, oh, I never want to feel like this again, or whatever the case might be. But I also... I also make a list of...
It's an inside joke, y'all.
No, literally, I was about to say that. Like, anyway. So, I also, like, count old blessings, okay? So, like you were saying, like, if you feel joy before you can feel it again, like, God is not forgetting about me. God is not forgetting about you. He's not forgetting about any of us. So, like, I will go back and be like, well, thank you, Jesus, that this happened. Sometimes you got to go up in the bank, okay? Sometimes you got to have a list of them old blessings and be grateful and thankful for everything that's going on for you. Like, maybe you don't got money to pay your phone bill, but be grateful that you could put in that payment plan to be like, I'm trying to put it 2 weeks back. Yeah.
Or, be grateful iPhones work on Wi-Fi.
Be grateful iPhones work on Wi-Fi, okay? Be grateful that, you know, you got a house over your head.
Your phone going to work at Starbucks.
It's going to work. Thank you. Be grateful that Starbucks get free water. I think they still do.
No, they don't do that no more. Oh. I just asked for water last week, and they said no. I said, in 90 degrees? Okay. Well, I won't be buying anything. I'll go home.
Well, you know, fun stuff to be grateful for, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can't eat filet mignon, but you got some oatmeal. Or what the frick did B. Simone say? That girl said, I can't go shopping in Bloomingdale's anymore. I have to go to H&M. Be grateful that you can go to H&M, because some people can't even go to the Goodwill. So it's be grateful for... Literally,
Goodwill and H&M are the same price in 2025.
I mean, that's it really delicious. Is, but it's just like, you know what I mean. The book find something to be grateful for today. And if you can't find nothing to be grateful or happy for, like, go on TikTok and find somebody to be happy for. They be posting happy stuff all the time. Like, put happiness in your atmosphere.
Look at some babies, they gonna giggle. That's gonna make your heart
heart flutter. Like, go look at a flower. I feel like that helps me a lot, like, just literally trying to change my perspective or finding something that will bring joy to me, or seeing other people enjoy joy gives me joy. I'm an empath.
Amen.
And then, like, having people around me, like my tribe, Teresa, like Nay, Brittany, like all these people, my sister, my mom, like anybody that I can go and I can talk to and like express how I feel or say, you know, I'm feeling like this right now. And sometimes they have to remind me of old blessings or remind me how far I've come and like just have a check-in. Like, listen, you may not be where you want to be, but you further than where you are. You closer to where you going than want if you to stop be. And try anything else.
Okay.
Thank you.
They had to tell me that the other day. Started making up stuff that I fake want to do. I know the truth is I don't want to do none of that.
I'm gonna go be a surgeon. No, you're not today. I believe that you could, but like, no, man. No. Oh, so I guess like the bottom line of that is just like have faith always, and just remember that God don't do anything random. Everything is gonna, even if it don't make sense right now, it's gonna make sense eventually. And just find comfort in that. You know what I mean? So.
Period. Yeah. And with all that being said, imposter syndrome is unfortunately not ever going to fully go away. And, you know, I in the near future may feel some kind of way. You might feel some kind of way. Our audience might feel some kind of way. But hopefully, you know, all of us were able to pick up some new tools today to help fight that and keep it moving.
Okay. Because get what, y'all? Hustles don't stop. They keep going. You can live your life, but don't be gone. Why not reflect when it's going to be on? Yeah. We run out of dinner. We run out of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But oh my God, if you are listening to this and you're doubting yourself and you've been doubting yourself lately, this is your reminder that you are not an accident. You are not behind. And just because you feel nervous doesn't mean that you're not ready. You're ready. You're chosen. And your seat at the table has your name on it.
Amen. And if this episode hit somewhere deep, feel free to DM us. We started taking listener letters. It can be anonymous, of course. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear your stories because it's not just you. We're all together in this.
Okay, thank you. So pick up the phone, sis. You got this. You are her, or you are him, or you are they. You are all
you
of
are me. Them.
You are
you
everything.
Are the answer.
Okay. You We're are inclusive everything. Over here. Queen, king, and all of the above, even when it doesn't feel like it. See y'all next time.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye now.